The president submits a record deficit and proposes a way out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This morning, President Obama sent Congress his proposed budget for next year. It would raise the federal deficit to a new record, more than $1.5 trillion. The president talked about his plans to tackle that deficit. Marketplace's Amy Scott was listening. She joins us live. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what did President Obama say about this record projected deficit?
Well, in the long term, he plans to start reducing it by eliminating some of the Bush-era tax cuts, freezing a lot of domestic spending for 3 years, imposing fees on big banks. But he warned that it will take time to bring down the deficit. You know, unemployment is still at 10%, and the president proposed a $100 billion jobs package as part of this budget. But for next year, he's also proposed cuts in 120 programs that he says would save about $20 billion.
And what are some of those cuts?
Well, he proposed cutting some environmental cleanup programs and the program that lets low-income people collect their earned income tax credit in advance, which has been rife with abuse. He said that, like families are doing all over the country, we need to save where we can so we can afford what we need.
I'm willing to reduce waste in programs I care about, and I'm asking members of Congress to do the same. I'm asking Republicans and Democrats alike to take a fresh look at programs they've supported in the past to see what's working and what's not and trim back accordingly.
I'm glad he brought up Congress, Amy, because that's where this budget is headed next. What kind of fight does the president face?
Well, some members of Congress, of course, have their pet projects, and special interest groups are already protesting spending freezes. Meanwhile, some Republicans, though, say a 3-year spending freeze isn't enough. So the budget could look a lot different when this process is finally over.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
In other news this morning, ExxonMobil reported fourth quarter profits tumbled by 23%. The company's income for 2009 was the smallest in 7 years. Investment strategist Sam Stovall at S&P Equity Research says higher oil prices squeezed profit margins in the refining business.
Exxon is having problems with its refining division. That's where most of the profits ended up being squeezed, but at least the return was better than Wall Street had expected.
And before you feel too sorry for Exxon, the company is still expected to post the largest annual profit in the S&P 500 index. An index which is up right now about 1%, and the NASDAQ is 0.5% on the plus side. The Dow's up 86 points. It's at 10,153. Elsewhere in the world, European stock markets rose today nearly 1%. Asian shares were mixed. Toyota said this morning its dealers should get parts this week to fix the sticky gas pedals that have led to a recall of more than 4 million cars. The World Economic Forum wrapped up this weekend in Davos, Switzerland. And we wrap up our special coverage with news of a particular meeting at the conference. Bankers, regulators, and finance chiefs got together to huddle on a set of global financial regulations. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports they didn't make much headway.
The meeting was prompted by President Obama's plan to curb bonuses and crack down on risky bank practices. The fear is that if the restrictions are not universal, they won't work. Banks will just relocate to countries with a lighter regulatory regime. Executives from half a dozen major banks attended the meeting. They agreed on the overall need for global rules, but they didn't seem too keen on actual curbs. After the meeting, Joseph Ackerman, head of Deutsche Bank, spoke out. He said it's vital not to hamper the banks.
We need a strong financial sector to cover the real issues which are ahead of us, namely unemployment, secondly poverty, global imbalances, many other things.
Britain's finance chief, who was also at the meeting, warned against the dangers of dithering. He said we must act quickly. If we don't, we may lose the momentum for reform. In Davos, Switzerland, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
The riskiest state in America for a property insurance company is Florida. That's why so many big national insurers have been scaling things back there. Today, State Farm of Florida will start dumping thousands of policies. As Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports, other insurers see that move as an opportunity.
Insurance companies call them peaks, places prone to catastrophic weather, where insurers risk paying out a lot of claims.
Like a place where you get cyclones and a place where you can get landslides, that will be a peak. Florida is considered like a super peak.
Bob Lotain is with the Florida Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. He says to keep State Farm in Florida, state regulators agreed to let the company boost its premiums and drop its riskiest policies, 125,000 of them.
Someone else's crisis is someone else's opportunity.
Bob Ritchie started American Integrity 5 years ago. That's one of dozens of small insurers that have cropped up in Florida as big insurance companies have pulled back.
We don't sit down and cross our fingers and toes and say, let's just get lucky one more year. We clearly have strategic planning for when the wind blows and when it doesn't blow.
Ritchie says American Integrity manages risk by charging higher premiums and keeping overhead low and covering only a slice of the super peak that is Florida. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally to Malaysia, where the wages of sin are four buffalo and a pig. A native court there has ordered a couple caught in an affair to compensate their communities with livestock. The couple insists they were just best friends, but to no avail. I believe it was Beretta who said, "Don't do the crime if you can't do the buffalo and the pig." This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.